I'm Adam.
And I'm Meg.
And we're going to watch Better Call Saul.
In the order that it was broadcast.
Forward Call Saul.
Just a podcast. Podcast. This is a podcast.
Podcast. Now, I just told her that we could maybe watch an episode of Baking Impossible together.
Long distance stuff.
Meg, let me tell you about Baking Impossible. Guys, welcome to Breaking Backwards. No, it's not that fucking show. Guys, welcome to Forwards Call Saul, Season 6. Hoorah, hoorah. New season. We've waited 2 years. Let me tell you about Baking Impossible.
Yeah, what is this? Is this a thing you watch with your girlfriend?
Yeah. It's a show. I don't really like reality TV, but if I'm going to watch it, it has to be like a competition where there's large talent on display.
Sure.
Baking Impossible. They take pairs of people. One's a baker. One's an engineer. And what they must do is tasks such as build a fully edible boat that must cross a river.
Yes, I'm familiar with this now, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Other people may not, so please continue.
Anyway, yeah, it's a good show. They call them Baconeers. they had to make an entirely edible Rube Goldberg test. That was fun.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Although, yeah. One thing I noticed, I was like, why are Rube Goldberg tests so much more fun in the movies? And I think that's because if you're shooting a Rube Goldberg test on, say, the Goonies, a Rube Goldberg machine on, like, the Goonies, you got good sound. You hear, like, marbles clanking.
Yeah.
And stuff. And if you just watch one, you're like, oh, it's kind of quiet.
Yeah, it's like I guess the most audible thing about it would maybe be kind of like a snap, like when something goes down. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good shit. Anyway, Meg feels sick right now. Meg, wake up!
Okay. You know what we watched the other day, all of very, like 2 weeks ago was, or more, was Is It Cake? Which is a pretty fun...
That's really popular. Everyone's watching Is It Cake. I need to watch Is It Cake.
It's pretty fun, yeah.
Yeah, I like...
It's so wild to think. I used to go to Groundlings shows that Mikey Day was like...
Me too.
It's so wild, you know.
Well, when I saw Mikey Day at Groundlings, it was his first season on SNL. So, like, no one really... He was, like, the featuring. No one really knew who he was.
Yeah.
There was even a joke that season of... on one episode of him being like, does anyone want me in your sketch? And everyone's like, no. Because he was the new guy.
Yeah. I was, I saw him in like 2009. He was like even there in 2009. And then when I came back 5 years later, he was still there.
Groundlings folks tend to be older because their program's super long, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked, yeah, like I know a lot of Groundlings and like they're generally like their main stage company is in their 30s, right?
Oh, okay.
Because I guess maybe just like, learning to do good characters, you need a while to get it.
So if I wanted to like start being a groundling at 31, that's, you can't, that's, it's too,
who
my ship is sailed.
Shit, just do it, you know?
Okay, that's fair. It's like the one place I've never taken a class.
I mean, if you like just big character work, which is sometimes seems like you just kind of like to play things subtly.
I do like to play things subtly.
You might not find that their approach to comedy is for you, but you know, like it's fun to watch. You know,
it is fun to watch.
Very highly produced comedy.
I've only seen a handful of shows there, but
not
going
to see anybody to take a shit on stage like you would at like UCB or the PAC.
True. But speaking of highly produced,
oh yeah,
Better Call Saul is a highly produced show, and it's back. Baby!
Season 6.
2 years off the air.
But not anymore. It's back.
It's back. And I was worried that this would be a COVID casualty, and it still might.
You know, I guess only time is going to tell. I think we'll be able to tell by the fourth episode whether or not it's a COVID casualty, and then by the end of the season in the series, whether or not it remained one.
I'm so used, because obviously I watched all these seasons, well, except for the first one, I don't think, because I didn't have AMC and I was too poor to get anything like it at the time. I've watched all these seasons as they aired, and but then I rewatched each of them a bajillion times. And I always forget, goddamn, it's not a lot happens in each episode when you just have to watch one.
it really is for me the amount of time they take on shots that don't tell you that much information. And I think the very first shot in the very first scene of the very first episode of the season is like too long of many different ties falling. We get the point pretty quick.
Disagree on that.
You
I
really
love
like
it.
The ties?
I love every second of it.
Okay.
Yeah. not a lot happens, like I said, but I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. It just leaves me one more.
I think, you know, right before we started this whole podcast, people would say to me, I liked it, but it's really slow. And I don't disagree with that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. They're all wrong.
Okay.
All the people who think that, except for you, you're right.
I don't.
Because you're my friend May.
You don't. They're not nameless people at parties that I told my about my podcast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My dog, the senator, is on the bed with me today, so you're gonna hear some classic dog.
Meg feels sick. She's recording from bed, live from bed. It's Meg.
I have a glass Coke bottle filled with water.
I thought that was some sort of alcohol, but it's super different.
It's a glass Coke bottle filled with water. It's a Mexican Coca-Cola filled with water. Brock got one at a restaurant, and then he said, this is what we drink out of now. And I went, you know what? That's pretty fun.
It seems difficult to fill up, but maybe not.
Oh, I got the
dispenser. If you wanted to pour a glass of milk, it'd be difficult.
Well, yeah, no, not. I got the funnel, so it's fun. No.
You have a funnel. That's
I have
cool.
a lot of funnels. You know that about me.
I'm not sure I did know that.
So we're going in. It's season 6, and we've got
two
ties
years.
Fallen every which way.
What's fallen every which way?
Neckties.
Oh yeah, no, it's I was legitimately nervous just because I saw an interview with this where this is the first time they did a writer's room over Zoom. And I was like, what if the magic's not there?
Yeah,
what if Mike looks a million? Because every day during the COVID-19 pandemic, prayed to every religion that Jonathan Banks wouldn't die.
That must have been time consuming.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Well, you did a good thing because he's still here.
Mm-hmm. And he only looks 5 years older than he did last season.
Who do you think was the most dramatic and noticeable change in age?
I think Kim looks a little older.
I was going to say she was the least noticeable to me. That's so funny.
I mean, I still think she's 50.
Is she 50?
Looks like she looks 35.
She looks a little bit. I didn't know if she looked older or just more stern, kind of.
I think she looks less stern because we'll get to it. But she's like goofy, sinister Kim now. She's Lalo Kim.
She's sinister? How is she less stern if she's sinister?
Well, like when she was messing with the Kettlemans, she was a little like playful with how she was like calling the IRS guy, and
that was intimidating as hell to me.
It was intimidating, but like Lalo intimidating is how I meant. Like with a little bit of a smile.
I think that also Nacho didn't really age at all.
No, and he hasn't aged since. He looks the same as season 1.
Yeah.
Bob Odenkirk looks older, but I can't tell if that's like, no, they're purposely still making him look sunburnt because
that's
canonically
true too.
He was in the
that.
Desert like a day and a half ago.
Yeah, I had that thought as well. When I watched it a second time like you did, and I realized like, man, he looks like he's got such a bad tan. And then I was like, oh yeah, he's been in like, you know, walking across the desert.
Do you know who finally kind of looks a little older? Hector Salamanca.
Hector does look older, like older than the old man he was.
Yeah, when I look at him in Breaking Bad now in his wheelchair, I'm like, what a spry young chicken. But yeah, it was 2 years off, and then we're back. They're airing this in two parts, which thank God they're not doing the thing where they wait an entire year between parts 1 and 2. It's only like a month, which
is that right? It's only a month.
Yeah, I don't mind. It's like, no, maybe like it's like 40 something days because it's
so they do their own little Lent.
They're doing 7 episodes, but 2 aired on the first day. So basically 6 weeks. It's a 6-week run. And then they will do a break. And then I know the next one after that comes in July.
Oh,
which honestly, not that bad.
That's not bad at all.
No.
Hmm.
That's like when shows are used to be from September to May, and then they would just be off for a month at Christmas. That's not
bad
at all.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Remember
we can
shows
get started.
Used to have like 28 episodes a season?
Me and you've talked about this at length.
I'm sorry. Just like
no, but off mic, but it's just weird. Most of those episodes weren't good.
You're right. They weren't good. They were a lot of bullshit. There was a lot of school dances. There was a lot of, you know, like people being just, I can't keep my train of thought. You know, like, what do they call it? Glass bottle episodes or
just bottle episodes.
Oh yeah,
But you can call them glass bottle episodes. You're drinking out of a glass bottle.
Yeah, there were a lot of bottle episodes, a lot of people going on two dates with on the same night, that type of shit.
Yeah, I often think about what Lost would be like if each season was 13 episodes.
How many were there?
So, guys, we're going to talk about Lost for the next 20 minutes. so, the first three seasons were like when it was the biggest shit in the world. And it was, I think, season two was something crazy, like 24 or 25. Don't quote me on that. But they were season one through three was more than 20. It was like a normal season of television. Then they got noticed they were going to end it. And they're like, hey, each season going forward is going to be 16 episodes. Season four was a writer's strike casualty. And I think only ended up being like 12?
Okay.
No, fuck. I think they were supposed to be 18 each. And season four ended up being only like 15 or something like that. And then season five and six were like 18. And at the time, you're like, 18? Wow. Short.
And now that would be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if they could do it, they could have done 13. Would have wrapped, not introduced so many mysteries, is what I'm saying. And tied up the ones they did.
They wouldn't have written themselves into so many corners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. My dad's trying to call
me. We're rewatching The Good Place right now before bed. And that really lost its spark for me. I really dislike the season finale or the series finale on that. That kind of,
you've been on record for that. I need to watch. I stopped in season three.
Yeah, I guess there's nothing else I can say about it then. Mm-hmm. I love the world they build in the first two seasons, but then I think things got kind of convoluted. But I was very unhappy with the ending. But I'm probably in the minority there, and wrong. So that's fine. Season six of Better Call Saul.
Season six of Better Call Saul. Thank you for skipping here, everyone. So yeah, we'll get into it. We're two episodes. I'm so used to doing full seasons at a time.
That's so true.
Now it's so true. Yeah, like Meg said earlier, she alluded to it. No Gene. This was my biggest kind of.
I do miss Attackovic. I want to know.
I miss Attackovic.
Yeah.
No Gene, but we get... This is cool because I never even thought about what Saul's home was like during Breaking Bad.
It's the gaudiest thing I've ever seen in my entire
life. It's very Trumpy. I'm very surprised they went, especially because I'm pretty sure Donald Trump has a gold toilet, or he does in Trump Tower.
Does he?
I thought that was known. I haven't seen that like mentioned anywhere, so maybe I just assumed Donald Trump had a gold toilet.
My dog is licking the microphone, so this
That's
is good.
Fine. Oh yeah, Donald Trump has a gold toilet.
Good for him. No, I'm just kidding. Do you think he might have died and this is just a bunch of like air escaping his corpse and that's why he just Donald sometimes Trump? Says things to stay relevant?
No. I think he's
You think he's alive and kicking?
I think he's alive and kicking. I think he's got another 40 years.
Oh God, could you imagine?
No. He's in really good shape.
Oh, he is in phenomenal shape. He's at the peak physique of an American male.
Well, he does so many crunches, but yeah, Saul lives in a Donald Trump house.
And with so many Corinthian columns, you wouldn't believe it.
I wonder if he was as rich, because like, he clearly made a lot of money with Walt, but I'm like, was he independently pretty rich before that? I guess if Sandpiper is going to give him like $600,000, that's not enough for a home like that.
Well, no, he's going to get millions from Sandpiper.
He gets like
$1.6 or something million. I thought.
Okay, yeah. So I guess you're right.
So, but then that's not. I don't even in like 2000s money. That's not that type of house.
And it's a one time.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see. The dog wants me to play catch now while I'm doing this. This is great. Mm-hmm. He's got like an indoor swimming pool. They allude to it. So he has to. You must see that he does some pretty outstanding things for the cartel. Or for Lalo in this final season to like set him up with a revenue stream. Cause like he also needs to launder his money through different places. I think he's probably, really rich.
They could get away with at this point, him not interacting with Lalo, and Breaking Bad would still make sense. Because all we know is he has one offline where he thinks when Walt's kidnapping him, he's like, are you with Lalo? Lalo? No, Lalo?
Nacho? Doesn't he throw a nacho out too?
Yeah, he throws a nacho. Literally all that needs to happen now is just he needs to know that Lalo's still alive.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to do anything.
Or that Lalo and he does know this, is capable of defying death because...
Oh, yeah, he does know that, for sure.
He know, well, no, he doesn't know it quite yet, but they're setting it up because they think he's dead, right? Like he... I'm so sorry.
Meg's playing fetch with her dog.
I can't... She's very demanding.
Her American hairless terrier named the Senator.
Yeah, she's very demanding. I guess I'm skipping around a lot. I'm so sorry. It took me a long time to realize what Lalo was doing when he went to that family's house. But the level of foresight he'd have to have to...
That's my least favorite part of the episode.
Okay, that, so you, under, yeah. you it's the same grievance that it's like he has like planned for this where he's like implanted his own dental records into a vaguely similar looking man's mouth. Like
I'm... Okay, so he paid for oral surgery for a guy. What he could have done is, it's not Lalo's dental records, but he could have paid the dentist to be like, hey, make my dental records that guy's, because this is the only dentist I'm known at, yeah. I guess. So he could have done that. What bothered me more was the fact that he got, okay, it's like 3 a.m. when he gets shot, or is not shot, but like
injured,
attacked in this compound. He storms out. I don't know, that. Let's say that attack took 20 minutes. He goes to wherever the fuck, in its daytime, to this woman's house, murders a man, and then drags his body back and starts a fire before anyone else comes so that it's a believable crime scene. Before, like, the police come. And I guess he could have stolen their car and driven him back, but still.
That doesn't seem like they had a car, does it?
That guy was, like, a farmer. Maybe he was, like, tilling the... Like, he
oh, well, he's got some type of machinery. Okay, okay. Yeah. It's not a Mercedes
but anyway,
Benz, right?
There's a lot of Easter eggs at Saul's house in the flash forward. Would recommend. There's so much. Like, you found the Beanie Babies. There's bingo balls.
The bingo balls. I have to spend some more time with that because, I'm sure there was lots and lots I didn't realize. Because at first when I saw the Beanie Babies, I was like, is this a Kim thing? And then I remembered the lady from season one who he bribed with those, you know?
Yeah, and the most important thing, I guess, is the bottle cap from when him and Kim tricked Ken.
And we know Ken wins, yes.
Ken wins.
And we know that Kim must have either lived with him in that place or gave it to him as a, like, parting gift, you know?
It's kind of a token of, like, hey, Kim's downward spiral started with Jimmy that day, and this is, like, a physical reminder of it.
Yeah.
I hear what you're doing, Vince and Pete. I know what you're doing.
Always so subtle.
I know. You guys love it. And then we get a little bit of Nacho running around. He's on the phone with Tyrus, who's like, hey, don't talk to anyone at all.
Ever again. Unless it's us, but take the battery out of your phone and you just run for a while.
You like, running's what you do. You don't have a home. You just run.
So... I guess, never mind. I keep getting ahead of myself. I guess I just want a theory craft on what's actually coming ahead.
Yeah.
But it involves jumping around a lot. In terms of Nacho, he's running for a lot of the episode until it's nighttime. Yeah. And then he gets to a motel.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where he is now.
That's where he is now. That's Nacho. Yeah. The lady at the hotel seems to know he's there.
Does not give a shit.
She's like, another runaway, huh? They missed... I guess we are skipping around. When Nacho gets to the hotel, he calls Tyrus. And I don't want to tell the writers of the show how to do their job. There's plenty of funny moments, but they really missed an opportunity. Because they say, hey, you're going to be there for a few days. There's clothes in the closet. Wear them. And he opens the closet, and it's just like a flannel.
Yeah.
If it was like... a Papa John's uniform and a fake mustache.
That would have been way more fun. Yeah.
That would have been a lot of fun. You can do anything. You can get a clown costume.
Yeah, I was thinking Easter Bunny because of Easter Bunny. Recently. But really, you know, what was big? What was a big fucking joke? I guess it would have been like the Burger King guy maybe in that time.
Yeah, the Burger King guy.
Yeah.
Could add like Barack Obama's face on a mask. I don't know.
Oh, no, maybe. He wasn't, 2004, 2005, he wasn't as much of a figure.
Oh,
this,
I keep thinking this is 2008 now. You're right, it's 2004. No, he was just some fucking senator. No one gave a shit.
Yeah. From my state.
From your state.
So.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to happen. It didn't happen. I poked the person I was sitting next to when they told him. I was like, there's going to be something funny in the closet. And there wasn't. And then I looked over and I realized I was watching this alone.
And
that was another bummer.
Yeah. And then you were like, who was that guy? And it was, you saw a guy. What is that scene from The Shining where it's like a dog fucking a guy?
Oh, yeah. There's a guy in a dog costume. He's fucking another girl.
Good for him.
They're making out, I think. I don't know what they're doing.
And that was just in your apartment.
That was in my apartment, yeah.
And you're like, what? Where? How did I get here?
I do live in like an old, old building from the 20s. So there's ghosts here for sure.
Oh my God. If ever there was going to be it. Especially the elevator has to be haunted. I think that's all that brings it up and down is different specters, right?
Yeah. Back to Lalo. Sorry. The one, his dumb plan that I still don't like, maybe it'll come out and he'll like explain like, hey, here's what I did. But the guy has a really big beard and like, is he in on it? Where Nacho's like, leave the soul patch. Like,
no,
it took him months to grow that beard. Why did he decide to shave it that day?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. That's like 6 months worth of growth if he's like got a healthy grow, right?
Yeah.
I think that
he does. Look at him.
Yeah, no, that's a man with a lot of testosterone. Mm-hmm. I think that family is just really indebted to him because he like, I think that they're just really indebted to him that like, he's somebody who's like given them a lot of money. And so whatever recommendation he makes, they're going to listen to it because like, what if he gave them goats and help them with their fucking teeth and everything just like to be benevolent. Like,
so I guess, he's kind of raising them like cattle if he's like, no, help your family out, but you're a patsy.
Yeah, exactly. And then I guess I have to imagine he also killed the woman too, right?
Has to have.
Right, yeah right? That's too bad.
But we don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. She seemed really also, nice. I guess it was nice that he didn't make him breakfast only to kill her.
Yeah. That guy also was featured prominently in the trailer. And I remember online, all the YouTube comments were like, who is that guy? Are we supposed to know who that is?
How did he have the foresight? How is he this fucking smart? Couldn't he just have gone and become a billionaire on Wall Street if he's this fucking, like, wily? It doesn't
Well, I mean, I have that question about everyone on this show. Like, Gus especially.
I guess, yeah.
He started a legitimate fast food chain.
Why did he have to be caught up with the car?
Like, if he's focused on that, he can get so much money.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, so that all happens, and maybe they'll explain it, and I'll be like, wow, so smart. But maybe this is from them writing over Zoom.
And they're like, yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea, and they muted and turned their camera off and went, oh, no, it's not.
Oh, but we're going with it.
Oh, we're doing it? Oh.
Oh.
Oh, honey? Yeah, we're in a meeting right now. They're going with this dumb dental idea. If this was in a real room, a lot of us would have shot it down, but it's not.
We're all too polite remotely. And then, so where do we go from there? Even after just watching this in the correct order, I don't remember.
It's okay. Just let me be your Sherpa, and I'll tell you where we're at.
All right.
We can comment as we go. Mm-hmm. Next, we haven't talked about Jimmy McGill.
Well, we shouldn't because it's Saul Goodman.
Oh, yeah, Saul Goodman. Sorry, this still calls him Jimmy, but I guess it's fucking wrong. You're right. yeah, they keep calling him Saul. But he's like, I got 20 cases today. And she's like, me too. We're lawyers.
Yeah, and then they brush their teeth and put on ties. God, that just seems like the tops, doesn't it?
What?
Start your day that way.
Yeah. It's weird in a work remote world. When I was in New York, my girlfriend, we would wake up at the same place. She would go to a job, but then I wouldn't brush my hair. I'd just roll over and get into the couch and be like, this is my office.
Did you just work on the couch?
I just worked on the couch.
That's nice.
It was nice. Really all that, she needs money for a taxi, and he's like, I only have $5. Oh, wait, I have a duffel bag full of money.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. There's plenty of cash in there. And then she weirdly throws his thermos away from, like, too far to that tiny trash can.
I think she just wants to make a big spectacle of the whole thing, right?
Yeah, that she is throwing him away. So, actually, okay, this is where I was confused. The next one is, the two twins who also have not aged. Even since Breaking Bad, they look the exact same.
My mom had said, oh, the twins are looking older, but I didn't really see it. I thought that they
Did you watch this with your mom?
No, they watched it themselves, but yeah.
Great. Are they subscribing?
My parents would never participate in any creative project of mine.
Damn it. Okay. Well, yeah, they arrive and this is what confused me, because they find Lalo, quote unquote, burnt body, which...
That was Lalo's burnt body? I thought it was the old, like the grandma's burnt
I
body.
I thought it was the old lady too. Okay. And then I watched a bunch of reviews online and this wiki right here is saying it's Lalo's body.
Oh, okay. My bad.
No, my bad too. I thought the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened to the old lady then?
She was just shot. Because I guess like no one, there wasn't a fire. Like classic Lalo, he commits a crime and then covers it up with a fire. He did that at Travel
Wire. Yeah. Yeah, he's a real one-note criminal in that move. Way. Predictable.
Yeah. So at Los Pueblos Hermanos, Gus receives a call from Juan Bolsa that Lalo's dead. And then, I don't get how they all know Nacho's a rat, but I guess they just didn't find his body.
Yeah, I think that's got to be it, right?
Yeah. Oh, and then then he's like, all the assassins are dead, but don't worry, we got Lalo too. And Gus is like, I don't think so.
And Mike, they're like, and that's a success? We're calling that success? And Mike's like, yep, they did it. They did what they were set out to do.
And then he's like, hey, I know we haven't caught Osama bin Laden yet, but to quote a future president, we got him. yeah, and then he's like, hey, you should be cool to Nacho. And Gus is like, no.
He's like, well, he at least earned your respect. And he's like, he has it, but fuck that guy.
Yeah. I don't get how Mike and Gus get so chummy by the start of Breaking Bad.
Because they're so weirdly formal here.
Yeah, I guess. But Gus seems to be, like, Tyrus points a gun at Mike later.
No, that's what I'm saying, too. Like, they're so formal, and there's a lot of acrimony between them. There's a lot of... I don't know if they like just get drunk together and like talk, because I saw some like theory crafting that Mike is going to have to kill Nacho the same way he had to kill Werner.
Oh, that's a good theory. This is so weird that we both don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not used to this.
I don't know that that's true, because I don't know how Mike could ever go to be working with Gus in the same way.
Yeah.
If he has to do it, but I guess only time will tell.
Clearly Gus eventually is like kind of learns to appreciate Mike's point of view, because they retroactively made something in Breaking Bad a callback, which is cool. Last season Mike says to Gus, I don't believe fear to be a powerful motivator, and that's literally the first thing Gus says to Mike about Walter.
Oh.
Yeah.
But wait, what about all the things where Gus is like going to kill Nacho's dad, and
Mike says it to Gus in Better Call Saul. Then Gus says it back to him years after that in Breaking
Bad. Gotcha. Okay.
Clearly he's learned some lesson, and that's why, I mean, at the beginning with Walt and Jesse, he's pretty like chill.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. True.
It's only later where Walt, he's like, all right, Walt, just fucking leave, man.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying like, In Breaking Bad, I don't think Gus is that bad of a guy. I don't actually even really think he would have hurt Walter and his family if Walter just fucked off and didn't cause any problems.
But I think he might be willing to sell Nacho's dad down the river. I don't like that.
I guess we're just going to have to see.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen now. I think Mike stopped it. But
yeah.
So at the courthouse, Jimmy and Kim hold hands before they, like, set off. It's real cute.
Yeah. And isn't it sweet how Jimmy like lends some of his clothes to help one of Kim's clients?
That's cute. I love that.
Yeah. It's the cutest.
And apparently that's people are saying that's the suit he wore in the first season during his first meeting with Kim.
Yeah, the brown one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that happens here is he confronts the prosecutors and he drops Lalo's name.
Yeah, and I went like this. Oh.
I was like, oh, I've done that.
Did you?
I'm balls deep in a lie and it's going great, and then I fuck it up. Like in high school or some shit.
Yeah.
We were at the diner where Jimmy meets Kim, and he says, "Hey, nice threads," to the kid wearing a suit.
Yeah, that Mexican restaurant looked great. I wish I could.
It looked great. I loved how happy Kim was, being like, "You gotta try this. You gotta try this."
Yeah, it was sweet to see her trying to envision Saul Goodman's car and office and life, and just like kind of being a partner building something. I don't feel like Jimmy Saul appreciates that type of like earnest partnership in the way that he should, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's just a little... He doesn't like what's going to happen with Howard, although he does go along with it later in the episode, like, a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty... He like, doubles down. He has a chance to stop it, and he won't.
Yeah. Because he's like, "Oh, we're still doing that." And then she's like, "Oh, you don't want to?" And he's like, "Yeah, I guess."
Yeah.
And then they listen. They start a plan. Oh, was that a paper straw? You brought that up.
Yeah. It seemed, upon second viewing, it still seems like a paper straw. That did not seem...
That's called an anachronism.
It truly is.
Some fucking horse shit. I can't watch this show.
I was like, how many sea turtles are there in Albuquerque? Like, just use your plastic straws.
Yeah.
You fools.
Oh my God. What a dumb show. so... then Nacho gets to the hotel. We already talked about that. But one thing we didn't mention is that he tries to call Mike, but before he calls Mike, we see a little bit of Mike at home with Kaylee, who's now, I think, in her late 30s and playing with marbles.
My speculation is that Kaylee dies and the woman, the mom can't deal with it, so she has another baby and names it Kaylee, and that's...
Names it Kaylee?
Yeah.
I think maybe. That'd be a good... I like that theory. I can't tell if this is the same Kaylee from last season, because they only bring her around like once or twice a season.
I think it's the same Kaylee. I think she's just doing that thing, like, you know, she looks like a lot thinner. Like, it.
Well, they've had like five actors play Kaylee.
In Better Call Saul?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Kaylee. Let's find out. I'm going to click on Kaylee. Open link in a new tab. Portrayed by one girl in Breaking Bad, and then in Better Call Saul, she's been portrayed by 1, 2, 3
no way.
4 people. Oh no, 3 people in Better Call Saul, but it looks like Juliet Donenfield has played her in season 5 and 6.
Okay.
Do not know why they made that choice. They should have just got another little girl.
She developmentally is playing with marbles now, so she must be well out of the phase where they think she'll just put something in her mouth and eat it.
Yeah.
She's
allegedly 10 in Breaking Bad, which would make her like fucking 6 here.
That's bizarre, because like I have a child about to be 10 and a child that was 10 recently, and neither one of them would be caught fucking dead making me push them on a swing.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they're old-fashioned.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe kids were just different early on.
This is, they didn't have TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok is, yeah.
Okay, the next act is the main set piece of the episode, which is the heist at the country club.
Oh boy, yeah, this... what a treat to see Saul Goodman infiltrate the only country club in Albuquerque, because everybody's there apparently that doesn't like Jimmy.
The one thing, this isn't a complaint, it's just that this is nice. The one character, because I thought final season they'll probably bring a lot of people back. The one person I was like, well, they have no reason to bring this person back, and they didn't leave that long ago, was Kevin Whitell. Yeah. They bring him back in the first episode.
And he is not having anybody's bullshit. This actor, who plays the guy giving the tour, is a guy named James Urbaniak. Very exciting to see him. He created Venture Brothers, and he's been
doing... I didn't recognize him,
acting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I never watched the Venture Brothers.
Oh, yeah, fantastic show.
And you check it out. I'm on my TV tonight, I really want to know something to watch. I got Northern Exposure or Venture Brothers. Which one do I watch?
I mean, they're just very different. Do you want cartoons or not cartoons?
I want Meg to tell me what I should watch right now.
God damn it, why would you do this to me? I think you would probably like Venture Brothers better, but you always surprise me. Kind of like my instincts about what you may or may not like are always wrong. Okay. So maybe you would like a late 80s, early 90s, you know, dramedy set in Sicily, Alaska. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
That's just driven by like very Jewish New York guy.
Bit of a non-answer, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I think you would like Venture Brothers. Are you still at all a fan of anything MCU-ish?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll see the new Doctor Strange.
Yeah, then I think like you would appreciate the satire in it.
This scene does something that I've been waiting for. I didn't know if they'd ever do it. So the only reference to Saul's name being Jimmy on Breaking Bad, do you remember it?
Well, he's like, my name's McGill. Yeah.
But he says the homeboys want a Jewish lawyer or whatever.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the first time they've ever referenced the fact that now as Goodman, he could come off as Jewish.
Yeah.
Which is fun. I didn't think they'd go there, but they went there.
They went there hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Anti-Semitism in Albuquerque.
Of all places.
All places. So fun. And so much naked Bob Odenkirk.
That was funny to see. That he was just like, what's the only way they won't recognize me, naked with a towel on my head?
That's such a guy's locker room thing, too. I don't know how women in locker rooms are, but there's always one guy, towel over his head, just fully naked, sitting on a bench.
No, there's not.
Is there not? No, there is, yeah.
Really?
That's very common.
That's so interesting. I mean, I've been in a lot of, like, I don't know, it's so weird, because, like, the only time I'm in locker rooms is when I'm swimming, you know? And so everybody's naked there generally. Like everyone, it's just like your willingness to stay naked for however long you want to stay naked, you know?
Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I got naked in like a locker room. I think it was like eighth grade or freshman. No, it was probably freshman year of high school.
You got naked in school?
No, in like a locker room with all the other naked boys.
Oh, yeah. I guess we had to get naked in like before swimming in high school. Yeah.
Yeah. It was before like, when was it? Yeah, it was before football. And I was like, I'm seeing all my friends' dicks right now. Look at those.
Was there any surprises?
Yeah, it was the first time I'd ever seen an uncircumcised penis.
Those are such a treat. Yeah.
I was so shocked. I was like, I figured like what they'd look like in my head, and I was like, nope.
I wonder what.
And I was like, and it's bullshit that I look at that one like it's the weird one, because technically mine is the weird one.
Yours the one that's took had a knife surgery. To it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had plastic surgery on my penis. To no choice of my own.
Yeah. You without any type of agreement on your part.
Mm-hmm. Find the form I signed. Find it.
And also, I will say, it is a horrific thing to have to negotiate with a newborn boy. Like, having to deal with that. It's truly awful.
Yeah, I bet. But the whole... It seems like there's going to be a lot of Cliff Maine in this season, too.
He seems like he's aged the most to me.
He does.
He's aged more than voice, you know?
He's aged more than Don Aladio.
Yeah. My goodness.
That makes sense, kind of, because, I don't know, it's been like 2 years, I guess, since the last time we ran into him.
Yeah, he wasn't... I guess he was, you know... Yeah, I guess two or three years, yeah.
Sometimes old men just like... Boom, they age a bunch.
Is that right? Oh, yeah, I guess you see somebody, they're fine, and then all of a sudden...
Look at Barack Obama from 2008 to 2010.
I feel like there's a better explanation for that.
No, he was just, he's like, I'm old now. This is just the aging process. But they hide baby powder and make it look like Howard's a coke addict. That was kind of cool, because we had no idea what the point of this scheme was.
Yeah.
Which is fun, and I still don't really know what they're going. I guess they're just trying to.
He could seem like a cokehead to me. I could see that.
Oh yeah,
he's got big time cokehead energy.
Especially now that he's like, got to a low point, which we kind of saw off screen, but with glimpses of, and then got back on the horse, which was entirely off screen.
Yeah,
and it could be like, just did a bunch of blow.
he became oddly. They like kind of inferred he became oddly spiritual.
Yeah, his namaste.
Yeah.
And they call it the Devil's Dandruff. I love that. That's just a fun name for coke I never heard.
Yeah. I wondered if Jimmy put actual coke. There was something about how he responded when Kim was like, do you think they'll find out it's baby powder? And he's like, nah. And I was wondering if he put actual cocaine, like planted actual coke.
I don't.
You don't think so? You don't think Jimmy?
I feel like they put it in the little baggie together and they both like looked at it and held it. And
okay.
I feel that's just me though. But you can think whatever you want.
That's
also,
yeah.
it'd be such a pain in the ass to get cocaine.
I feel like Jimmy has a lot of people in his life who he's represented or whatever who would easily get him cocaine.
Fair. Fair. Okay, wow, we're still on the first episode. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Nah, it's fine. I'm not alright. He joins Kim in the car. They drive away. We just talked about that. Oh, yeah, and the last scene is, I can't believe they brought back. So Lalo's trying to leave Mexico, but then he calls Hector first. And they bring back the saying every letter.
Oh, yeah. They're like, there was no way, unless a brainiac like Hector, Lalo figured this out, that we could possibly get a way for Hector to communicate. Like, it had to be originated somewhere else. Yeah.
He's like, it's tedious.
Yeah. But he loves his uncle. My God.
He loves his uncle.
Oh, my God. I have so little patience for anything that if I was like, is this the new way we communicate? I guess we're done. Like, I can't do this.
I'm like, I don't care about the family legacy. I'm watching soap operas all day.
That's it.
Every day.
Yeah. I was surprised that, like, after two of their drivers got shot, the franchise of smuggling people in the back of a truck with hay in it got started up again to then get shot, like, attacked by the cartel in Breaking Bad, too.
Yeah. That was nice of him. He's just like, yeah, no, hey, guys, come on out. You're fine. But I had to kill the other guys.
Be nice, he says.
Be nice. He's such a good villain. One thing I've noticed, Hector hates Gus. Lalo hates Gus. Tuco doesn't seem to have any opinions on Gus.
Yeah, Tuco had no, I guess maybe Tuco was so much of his own crazy satellite that, like,
Tuco and Gus, it's weird. They've never appeared in the same season. I guess they've technically appeared in season two of Breaking Bad together, but many episodes apart.
Yeah.
Because Tuco's always out of the picture when Gus pops up. Which is fun. I wonder if Tuco is like, I also hate Gus.
or if he's just like, I like that fucking chicken, man. Like, he seems so simple, you know?
Can you do Tuco's line read when Mike hit his car? It's one of my favorite things you do.
The fuck? Oh, no, actually, it's less. He's very, like, he's a little detached, or he's just like, the fuck? Like, he's the a little, fuck? It's not even that emotive. Like, he's,
yeah,
I don't know.
The fuck? Okay. What grade would you give this episode?
What was the end of it? Like, what is the last scene of it? They blur together so well.
The last scene of this one is him killing the cartel people and then, like, driving off.
Okay.
That's literally it.
I thought it was a B+. I thought it was a good start. B+. Neither one of these were
A-. From me.
A- for you?
It's kind of a setup episode, but enjoyed every second.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah. The next one, and they're clearly doing the same bullshit they did the first season where every episode title had, like, it's a two-syllable word that ends in O. Because the episode titles for this all are something and something.
Oh.
The first episode's called Wine and Roses. This one's called Carrot and Stick.
Yeah.
Looks like the next one's called Hit and Run.
Is that right? Okay.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to keep that going. They might. It still bothers me that was their little shtick in season one.
They just gave up.
And then one episode was supposed to be called Jello, and they couldn't get the rights to it, so they just called it Alpine Shepherd. It still bothers me. I don't know why. I think about it a lot. I bring it up to my mom every time we talk.
And is she like, please, I'm talking to you about your relatives and they're sick? And
yeah. She's like, we need to arrange flights for your grandmother's funeral. Can you shut up? Okay. Well, so now on to Carrot and Stick. And it opens up at Nacho's house with his poor junkie girlfriends. I feel bad for them.
Oh, my God, dude. I think that was some premium acting when they're backed into a corner. I was really, like, I felt their fear. They were fucking on drugs and afraid.
I thought clearly the one on uppers, I was like, all right, dial it back a little
when
bit.
When she was talking super fast,
yeah.
That was annoying, yeah. But then when the other one had to restrain her, I believe
that
it.
Was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mike, I mean, Mike's so nice. Mike would never push.
When he's like, go to your family if you don't have family, go to your friends if you don't have friends, make some. I don't know. I just that classic classic Mike line, right?
Classic line. Yeah. It was good. Mike's skin looks different. Sorry, we need to stop talking about Mike's age. That's on me. I do it all the time.
Mike is getting up there, but
his skin looks like more like stretchy, like more like it's shiny. I don't know.
Well, as you age, the fat deposits in your skin, you lose them. So the elasticity isn't there and it sags more, Adam. That's why people use fillers.
Interesting. Okay. Well, he should maybe use fillers.
Yeah, or there's something there that you can't fix with Botox, I don't think.
I think they could. Could they like snip off his little scrotum on his neck?
Yeah, you can get that. You can get that. Something's got to change.
I mean,
there.
He shouldn't do it. I'm not going
to. Who gives a shit? He's old. If he wants to not have a jangly, we call him, I forget.
On principle, I don't want him to do it just like for looks. I want him to do it because he's the star of a prequel. That's the only reason I want him to do it.
If there is a prequel and he is the star, they are giving him the Voldemort treatment where they are putting dots all over his face and going frame by frame and rendering it, you know?
I'm saying he is the star of a prequel right now.
Oh, fair.
So this is the other thing that me and you were like, wait, what? Why did Mike do that? Because like his whole shtick these last two episodes are trying to protect Nacho, but they take a safe, they break into it, they get a replacement safe, and he puts in a note, which later we... He also finds Nacho's and his dad's IDs, and he keeps the dad's ID so that he can maybe protect him no matter what. Because that's Mike's deal.
I like old
men. The people
men.
Out of the game.
I love other old men.
Well, the people out of the game. He gets to protect them. He likes people out of the game.
Yes.
He talks differently to them. I got salmon juice in my hair. I'm sorry. anyway, this is really gross, and I keep playing with it. Then he puts a note in there, which we find out later is an overseas bank account that also has the phone number for the hotel Nacho's hiding out.
Yeah.
That clearly Bolsa and the Salamancas are going to find on purpose. So
what? So I guess he must have done it on Gus's orders and then not been happy about it, right? Like,
I guess, yeah.
So Gus is just planning to have Nacho killed or allow
I can see why Gus did that. But also, wouldn't Nacho talk? That's why I'm like, why do you want him there? They wrote this over Zoom. They clearly wrote this over Zoom.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about this. I like cannot comprehend the logic behind allowing Nacho to get picked off. Because even Bolsa is like, we're going to bring him back alive. We're going to get to the bottom of that. And I dropped my phone. But yeah, he's like, we're going to get to the bottom of it. So yeah, exactly. Nacho is very capable of talking. It seems like a bad idea to just put someone out there and stake out to make sure he only eats his tacos and then wait for him to get killed. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know why he did that. But he does it. Maybe the only other theory I have is Mike didn't realize what the number was for.
He seemed pretty resigned to the fact of what was going on. To me, that acting was like, here we go. Like, I don't know. To me, it seemed like he knew what was going on.
After this, we get Bob Odenkirk gets to do some fun, like old Mr. Show acting, where he's talking about having like diving or what's he's fake pretending like he's a client of Clifford Maine's, and he's like, I cough so much and now I can't work.
Yeah, and he put on like a Chicago accent for one of the iterations. Mm-hmm. They're trying to come up with a scheme to get Clifford Maine to want to hear the case where there's allegations against Howard Hamlin of using cocaine, but not want to take the case.
Yeah, and before, I don't know what their plan is before the Kettlemans, because it says like here they just need to get some case where Cliff's not going to take it, but that he'll listen. But I don't get how they'd get anyone else to say, oh, it's because Howard did cocaine. But I guess they got to Kettlemans. It's fun that it's Kim that comes up with it, because she literally, the scene ends with her going, you are going to hate this.
Yeah.
That's fun. I think the Kettlemans are going to have to come back too, because he eventually gets their blow up Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I mean, I think they just out the tax thing and they're at an estate sale. He buys it.
Oh, that makes
sense.
Yeah. I wonder. I guarantee at some episode here he's going to get his strip mall location.
Yeah. For sure.
But I don't know. I wonder if that's going to be this half or the next
half. It's weird that his house has the same decoration. I don't know why. I just thought of it. But like the same columns and everything as the strip mall location.
Well, the Strimmel ones are like, yeah, like chintzy and fake. So I thought maybe his house would also be like that. But his house looks like actual pillars. And
is that right? Okay. I guess I didn't.
Well, oh, the ones in
his bedroom,
the office.
Yeah.
I don't know if those are real or not, but like the ones in his office were like,
oh, yeah, because he'd move them and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I'm kind of blasting through here.
We got to get to cake, guys, cake possible or whatever.
Well, guys, next week, it's one at a time going forward.
Yeah.
This is the last two.
Oh, my God. You're so right.
Yeah. So like we'll be able to really fucking sit down in it next week. Remember, we used to talk about a whole season at a time. I don't even know how we did
it. And they'd be 2 hours long.
I mean, this one's going to be close to that. Oh, no, we're only an hour.
Yeah, okay. And a lot of that is me trying to get my dog to shut up and my food to my door, so.
Oh, yeah, you guys probably don't know about that, but Meg had to tell her dog to shut up a bunch, and she had to get food at her door.
Yeah.
But to you, you'd be like, that didn't happen.
That's why they call it the lamestream media, you know?
That's why they call this the City of Dreams.
We're all just a bunch of dreamers.
At the chicken farm. Oh, so then there's a quick scene where they're going over the reports from the crime scene, and Tyrus is like, these dental reports match, and Gus is like, no.
I don't believe it. If we've been dunking on everybody for aging, we should really bring up to that Tyrus got cut. You know, he lost a lot of weight.
He looks young.
Yeah, he lost a ton of weight, and he looks great. Good job, Tyrus.
Well, it's so weird. Because he was just kind of normal looking in Breaking Bad. He shows up in Better Call Saul. You're like, all right, got a little, put on a few pounds. And then now he's like sick.
Yeah, looking. He's very thin.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
So,
I wish Tyrus was more of a character. He's not a character.
I kind of wish. He's kind of, yeah, exactly. Like, he's just like an enforcer, and that's his whole thing. There was like some hints of him being like a little bit of a hard ass and like really dry in Breaking Bad, where but now he's just kind of like an expressionless angry man. Like,
there's literally exactly one scene where he like shows emotion or kind of loses his cool, and it's he shows up to Jesse or Walt, I forget, one of them needs to be at the lab, and he goes, "In there someplace you gotta be?" And I'm like, oh, Tyrus is angry. I've never seen this. And then Victor, similar, but has only kind of one bit. That's when he's mad, and then he gets his throat cut immediately.
Yeah.
You didn't like that scene.
You know, you're right, I didn't. But I'm trying to get better at watching fake things on the TV, because... Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not a skill that like will get me anywhere in life. But I had some real anxiety about seeing like another throat slit in episode one of this, where with the Nacho or the Lalo lookalike, but now that's over. That it didn't happen on screen.
I kind of wish I would have seen it so I could have figured out what the fuck was going on and what his plan was, but we'll see. Yeah, then comes the scene with the Kettlemans, and basically, this is fun. I had no idea they'd be coming back, and I didn't even think about it. They're kind of like the Gretchen and Elliot of this show now, who were in only the first and last season.
Yeah, totally. I guess, like, you know what I thought when we saw... So Adam had sent me some type of fun little 10-minute teaser video.
I thought the
video.
Same thing. Like, oh, maybe they're in it.
No, yeah. I didn't. I was like, oh, they got them because they're not in it. You know what I mean? I thought, oh, like, this is just like a fun deep cut for the fans, because...
They made a fake documentary of like a true crime of Saul on the run after Breaking Bad, and they have a bunch of Better Call Saul characters in it.
Yeah.
They have like the DA, they have the Kettlemans, they have Schweikart, right?
Yeah, Rich is in it, yeah.
Howard's not.
I know, that was ominous.
That was.
They don't even really talk about Howard.
No, probably on purpose.
Yeah.
Basically, he just puts the idea in their head that they were misrepresented by Howard for being on cocaine. But there's some Joker logic here. But Jimmy does this a lot, so I'm not going to blame Zoom, like I would for the rest of this. Where he's like, they have to sign some papers, but then also he has to know that they'll fire him and then go to someone else. And he drops Clifford's name first.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
Actually, what are we doing? Craig Kettleman's aged the most.
Craig Kettleman has no neck anymore. It's just a head on a pair of shoulders. And boy, is he, his character played kind of cute, though.
He's very cute. I feel bad. I'm like, I don't want them to scam Craig. Yeah, I think Craig,
but he's not, because, I mean, do you think...
He's not. No, he's a
crook. Betsy is doing... Do you think that, like, they must have agreed with it? Obviously, she comes up with it, but he has no spine, you know?
He has no spine. Yeah, he's just kind of a loser. Yeah. I love they acknowledge his weight gain, though. It's the first time they've ever kind of acknowledged anyone's big appearance change on the show.
He's like, yeah, well, they said they were trying to pass it off like he got buff or something. That's not buff, but okay.
That's not
buff. Wouldn't it be hilarious if that guy was like, I'm just going to get, like, I'm going to bulk up. I'm going to be a big, beefy daddy, and that's what I'm going to be. And, like, that was a choice he made? You know, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I like that. I hope he did. Betsy kind of aged a little bit, but I don't know. She aged the normal amount.
Yeah, nothing, because, again... This is like 2001 to 2004 or 5. It's reasonable to imagine that a woman in her 40s would look a little different.
Yeah, in real life, it's 2015 to now, 2022. Yeah. I'm going to nacho quickly. He sees a little house across from his hotel, and he's like, oh, they might be watching me. And that's all that really happens there. We'll come back to it. And then I just want to get back to Davison, Maine, where we get to see Aaron again.
Talk about a character I really thought I had seen all of.
I thought we were done with the Davison, Maine office building set completely, but we get Cliff with his fucking guitar.
Yeah. How do you like that? How do you like all of these characters coming back?
They're doing it in a good way. We should say... It's publicly announced that Walter and Jesse are now going to appear in this season, which I'm baffled as to why. If they filmed it successfully without us knowing, I have no idea why they would have announced that.
I agree. I mean, that would have just been such a monumental thing to watch. But I will say, I also have heard that, they say this season of television is like a crossover of both shows in many respects. Yeah. So it's got to be not just Walter and Jesse, but, you know, somehow other characters as well.
Yeah. So they couldn't film, like, new scenes set in the same timeline because they look so different.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just something you and I are hung up on and they don't care.
I mean, that also could just very well be the case, you know?
Yeah. Kind of what you were saying, I like how they're bringing back, because the law community is kind of easy. There's a built-in reason for that to come back.
Yeah, it's
so
small
your Schweikarts, your Clifford.
Like, yeah. Especially at that level, right? Like, you know, if you consider HHM at the same, like, kind of prestigious law firm as Davis and Maine, I guess that makes a lot of sense, you know?
Yeah, and the... like the Kettlemans, that's fun. I liked that a lot. I don't know if they're going to keep, and I guess Kevin Whitell as well.
Yeah.
Was a fun, that was just a little one off, but I like that.
I just sometimes I'm wondering who else they could possibly bring back at this point. I guess we'll find out.
Obviously, Francesca, she was in the trailer.
Yeah.
And she kind of has to come back.
Yes.
Who the fuck else could come back? The soldier who yelled at Saul for tricking him could come back.
I don't know how they would do it, but the sweet old lady from Sandpiper who hates him now.
We checked, she's alive last we checked, I believe.
Yeah, you found her. Her last name was Efron. We went on a whole Zac Efron.
Yeah. Yep. The one person I want to come back, and it'd be very easy to actually make her look younger because they olded her up, I think, on Breaking Bad, is Wendy. I think they could bring Wendy back.
Oh, man. Yeah.
In a very organic way. And they could just, like, go a little easier on, like, the meth makeup, and she'd look 10 years younger.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Well, we see in the preview that, like, the guy who plays Splooge comes back, or Splooch or whatever, that he's in there.
Oh, I thought that was just a different guy. Is that Splooge?
The guy who's like your Salamanca's guy, right?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I think
wasn't that Splooge?
That's 100% him.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. I would love that.
What if he's like my girl's pregnant?
Now, do you think they're going to do what they did in Wicked, which Wicked takes place before Wizard of Oz, and then a lot of it takes place during Wizard of Oz, but you don't see the Wizard of Oz stuff. You just see new scenes set at the same time.
Yeah, I think
Do you think they'll do that?
I think they'll do that, yeah.
I don't know if I like
that. I don't know that they will, but like in the way that they showed us that scene of Saul in his office shredding documents.
Yeah, that was like the only time they've really done it.
I think that there's a possibility, and as they did in the opener for the season, I think there's a real possibility that we get, you know, current timeline stuff or like...
I think we'll get a lot more Gene. Like, I think we'll get entire episodes with Gene.
An entire episode of Gene, wow.
I think several. I think maybe 3 episodes with Gene. I think the finale will be with Gene.
Oh, man.
Sorry, but back to it. Gus visits Hector, and Hector weirdly shakes his hand.
And just stares at him with, like, this really cute little look on his face that's, like, completely calm.
Yeah, he looks really... He's like a little Pam. He's like, oh, it's okay. It's fine. It's okay. I don't mind.
Again.
I get it. Stuff happens.
Yeah, it's fine. Very coquettish. Yeah, like, it's okay. Yeah. I loved him, but it's fine.
It happens. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's very cute. And then my least favorite moment of the 2 episodes, it just felt like it was from a worse show, was afterwards Hector or Gus gets on the phone. He goes, Lalo Salamanca lives.
Why didn't you like that?
It was so hammy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Especially it's like, I just found out this information that I need to keep to myself. And he yells it in a parking lot. Right afterwards.
How clever did you think, I guess, Lalo was for when he called Hector at the old folks' home and the nurse answers and he starts off in Spanish to see if she can speak Spanish before going to speak to Hector?
I did not notice that. That's interesting.
But
that's cool. Don't
you know what I'm talking about?
I do. That's very clever.
Yeah, he's a clever little guy.
He's a clever little man. Yeah. He does clever things. Okay, Bolsa's men ransack Nacho's house. They get the phone number. We talked about that. Still doesn't make sense to me, but maybe it will later. So then all this stuff where Nacho sees a man looking at him from across the way, and he's like, uh-oh, I got to get to getting. Yeah. And he scoots out the air conditioner, finds out it's just some guy watching him, and he's like, I got paid, and he figures out it's Tyrus. So it's very clearly they're like, make sure he sticks around and then we're gonna send the bad guys to get him.
Yeah, and again, like, they could be a little bit more generous with the meals he's about to get if they're setting him up to die instead of just the same taco plate over and over again.
Could have been Burger King.
It could have been, yeah, it probably, yeah, those are the only 2 options, you're right.
Mm-hmm. I just love Burger King. That's like not that. Even if that was the only option, I'd be like, well, that's great because that's my first choice.
And then,
but Nacho,
as Nacho realizes what's going on and he goes to leave, guess who shows up? Like
the twins,
and they are here for vengeance.
This is cool. Vince Gilligan directed this episode, which
you
is
like
fun.
This action sequence.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's not like the best the show's ever done because. If this was in like episode like 10 of this season, I'd have been a little more worried Nacho was going to die. I wasn't too particularly worried about it, especially because there's scenes from the trailer that I haven't seen yet. And so I'm like, all right, he's fine. Yeah. One of the scenes from this was in the trailer, which is him like on his back holding the 2 guns. Yeah.
I liked how they stormed and kicked in, like how the men just came and started kicking in the doors.
Yeah.
Like,
that was fun. The one thing, so you don't like violence on TV. What the only thing that really bothers me is like someone like tied to a chair getting punched in the face a bunch or tortured. Okay. It sounds like that might happen in our show if it gets caught. And I'm really like, they did it to Jesse, but it was mostly off screen. And I'm really not looking forward to it if that's what happens.
Yeah.
He totally escaped, right? Like he got away. I couldn't tell if he crashed his car.
No, he got away. And I think the twins thought it like made the choice to let him get away because they could have easily killed him because they want to, it's better to have him alive than dead. I have some thought that like most of it, maybe this doesn't make sense because it'd be almost too slow, but I guess Nacho is going to be spending a lot of time in Mexico, and like once he crosses the Mexico border, gets killed there. Right, like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't I'm not 100% sure Nacho's going to die.
Really? I think it's pretty clear.
But that feels like a zig, and I think they'll zag. Okay.
There is a heavy reference that Howard Hamlin gets into boxing in this season.
We'll talk about that in the teaser at the end, but yeah, I wanted to bring that up. I have no idea what's happening.
Well, we see him in the trailer, like, at a boxing ring, and then, yeah, that thing I sent you where he shows you how to throw a punch is the sexiest fucking
thing.
Oh,
I don't think I actually clicked on that.
Oh, God, is it sexy. It's just dripping with sex. So,
for those who don't realize or who are listening to this in the future, on this season on Better Call Saul at the end of this episode, and maybe you're listening to this, you've already seen the whole season, and you're like, yeah, they fucking... The famous boxing scene. Clearly, Howard, like, boxes and he, like, challenges Jimmy to a fight. And then Kim's on the toilet later and she's like, all you have to do is 1-2. And you're like, there's a boxing episode.
And that, my friend, might be one of those strange non sequiturs built in from a Zoom room.
Yeah, I think that's a Zoom. I think that's got Zoom written all over
it. That's a Zoom. There's only one explanation. It's Zoom.
Yeah, I'm very excited for when you and me talk about that, whenever that
happens. Yeah, I'm so literally, like, I can't wait to be as horny as I'm going to be when I watch it.
That's so silly and so stupid. I feel like that has to be next episode.
What do you mean?
Like it can't be later in the season when, like, it's just drama, drama,
it's
drama.
Not the finale, are you sure?
Yeah, that can't be the finale. Like, that's so dumb.
Yeah,
but the one plot point we haven't seen that's alluded to in the trailer is there's a clip of I wish I kind of wouldn't have watched the trailer of Kim saying you're building a case against Jimmy, and yeah, he's like slowly blah 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 or whatever. So it looks like it's a scam off.
It seems like this whole thing is probably going to go a little haywire that Jimmy and Kim are trying to do, but Jimmy's going to fall on the sword for Kim because he's chivalrous in that way, and and then that's gonna get Howard into a lot of trouble when he tries to go to toe-to-toe, because it's gonna get him in the orbits of the cartel accidentally.
There's a small scene of Jimmy and Kim in their bedroom, and they're like, we gotta talk to him tomorrow. We don't really know who. It's the Kettlemans. And she's like, carrot or stick? And he's like, he's a carrot type, so I'm gonna give him some money. And then she's like, I'm going to go with you. And then there's only two scenes left. There's this weird scene, the cliffhanger with Gus. They're at the trailer. And this is where he's like, no, you're not taking Nacho's dad. Mike communicates via with Arthur, who is monitoring the property. Oh, he's monitoring the... What the fuck? Who's monitoring?
Remember,
with a sniper rifle?
I couldn't tell what the fuck this was. I couldn't tell if this guy was on the lookout for cartel people on behalf of Gus, or if
Was he down in Mexico, or was he like watching?
He was watching the trailer the same way that cartel guy from like season three or whatever, or four, was monitoring the property on behalf of the cartel.
Gotcha.
I couldn't tell if it was someone Gus had hired, or if this was like Mike being like, if I don't come out of here and you go to go kill that guy.
It's definitely Gus, and I think it's just like for security,
because
that's a named character and he's works for
Does
Gus.
He?
He's
okay, sorry. Guys. Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't have known that if I wasn't reading shit. Tyrus informs him that Nacho's stolen truck has been found while Nacho himself remains missing. Mm-hmm. Lala was also missing. And they're like, we'll go get his dad. And then Mike's like, no, I'm going to do that. And then Tyrus is like, all right, well, I'm going to kill you now.
That's all I needed. That's what I need to justify taking a human life, is someone to say no.
And also, why didn't Mike call Nacho back? He called him earlier when he was at his daughter or his granddaughter's, but he couldn't have been like, I'll call later at a better time.
Yeah. I don't know why he would have shut off that means of, like, yeah, I don't understand.
He's being a little will they want that. They went on one Tinder date, and now he doesn't want to seem thirsty.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating. But then he answers his phone here, and he's like, it's Nacho. You don't want to die.
He's been trying to get at me, and he's
trying to get at me.
Yeah.
And then the episode ends at the Kettlemans, and this might be one of my favorite scenes of the series. I love this scene.
Where, you know, Kim just isn't fucking around.
She's not fucking around, and Jimmy's visibly shaken.
That's why I was surprised that you would say that she's less stern, because in this scene, I was, like, terrified of her.
I was terrified of her, but, yeah, like, it's not, her sternness comes from her quiet most of the time, and she's talking so much, so that's why she seems less stern to me. Okay,
yeah. And she's not mad at Jimmy. Like, you know this is not gonna... Mm-hmm.
No, she's not mad at Jimmy. She thinks Jimmy's weak.
She just knows. She knows how to prepare better, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. She, like, does cute stuff, like, where there's an adorable line where Craig is like, you have to dial 9 to get out. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, thank you. I don't get how they found out that the Kettlemans were scamming their customers unless they just looked into it a little bit, I guess.
I mean, I think... the thing I'm thinking is, like, maybe they didn't know. Maybe Kim just knew about this type of scam and assumed that, like, they were running something. Because it's like, obviously, they're not going to be able to get back on their feet without being criminals, right? Like, maybe once a criminal, always a criminal type of thing, or I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. And then I do love that they still think they're the one, they're the victims.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then, oh, they leave and some vehicle is following.
I thought maybe it was Lalo. What did you think?
I don't think it's Lalo because he's down there. He's down the border. I think it's someone purely based on the trailers. I think it's someone working for Howard.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ooh, here's a list of all the stuff they found in his apartment. Spare running shoes.
Yeah.
Which he got from
the mall walking.
Bamboozling that lady. Yeah. Joey Dixon's Panavision hat from off brand.
I don't know.
Oh. It's when he was filming commercials, it's the hat he wore when he had a dumb little costume. I didn't notice that. Copy of H.G. Wells' The Time Machine. It looks like Kim was reading that later in this episode. Richie Blackmore signed the guitar. That's one from Deep Purple. Bingo balls. And a Beanie Baby painting from Kim's apartment. Oh, I didn't realize that. The photo of Olivia Bitsui's.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. That's right.
Oh, those were CC Mobile balls. I didn't notice that. They have those stress balls.
Okay.
That's fun. Nice. What would you give this one?
Again, I call it a B+. I think
I'd give
the yeah.
I'd give this one an A.
This one an A, okay.
This one an A for me, but I'm thirsty. I've been thirsty for this content for 2 years. You just had to wait a couple.
That's
months.
That's so true. I really did. That was all. It was easy for me. Much easier.
Now I got some real bad news. Donna Bowman apparently does not work for the AV Club.
She
anymore.
Left.
Her last written article was the season 5 review. Now I checked. She has a Substack now where she is reviewing the season. You have to pay for it though. And I was almost going to do it, but she doesn't give letter grades anymore. And I'm like, no letter grades? No deal. Yeah. Someone else is reviewing it for the AV Club. I'd like to introduce you to Kimberly Potts.
Kimberly, welcome aboard.
Kimberly, welcome aboard to the team, Kimberly. A lot of the comments on this article are people saying, where's Donna?
Oh, yeah. That's got to be hard to brace yourself for.
Yeah, but Donna's an old soul, and I feel like Kimberly's just like, hey, I'm on the Better Call Saul beat. I'm in my 20s. I got a job at the AV Club. I'm so happy. What do you think? So they reviewed these episodes as a pair. What grade do you think Kimberly Potts gave?
Gave these two as one?
Yeah.
I have no context for what Kimberly likes or dislikes, and I'm going to say she gave it an A-.
She gave it an A.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not that bad. Not that far off.
Hold on. Donna Bowman, Better Call Saul. So this first Substack you can get for free. And there's some classic Donna writing in the first paragraph.
Okay.
We start slow, monochrome, almost abstract. Color fills in pixel by pixel, and the abstract falling curves resolve in neckties. By the time the garish riot of hues fully arrives, we've been ushered once again into the Better Call Saul aesthetic. We're back. And then it just goes on with no letter grade. So I don't know how to, I don't know how to aggregate this. It's just words.
Well, I don't know what else to say. You know, that's,
I don't know what to do here. It sounds like AV Club had a round of layoffs at one point, because it looks like this Substack is edited by another former writer there. So that stinks.
Yeah, it does stink.
They were kind of referenced, someone referenced that in the comments, like there was a mass fire.
And then they just hired, okay.
Then Kimberly Potts is like, I'll work for nothing. Do you got peanuts? I love peanuts.
I'll do this for college credits.
Yeah. Oh, we should get Kimberly Potts on here. I bet she'd do it. She's just starting
to. Yeah, she doesn't know better than to talk to some strangers.
She's 12 years
like
younger
us.
Than us, I reckon.
You think 12 years? I think 1,200. Yeah, I think she, no.
I think she's 19.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine to be 19 again?
Yeah. Well, yeah, where do you think it's going to go? So, obviously, they box. That was
Yeah, it's going to be, it's going to, this is like right after Tybo had its heyday. I feel like there's going to be heavy Tybo references. I think they're all going to read The Secret and start manifesting better lives for themselves in Albuquerque. And I feel like everybody dies of old age.
I hope at one point, at some point in the show, I do want someone to say, you know, it's crazy that a black guy from Chicago with a funny name could become president.
But where's his birth certificate? Could he show us his, no.
Yeah, where's his birth certificate? That's I think Saul would actually be.
You think Saul would be that way?
Worried
no
about that.
No way. Jimmy McGill from Cicero would not give two shits or a fuck. No way.
That's true.
I think Chuck would have.
I think Chuck would have. I think Howard
would
have.
Yeah, I think we can be honest about it. But now that he's Namaste guy,
maybe
he's a little more open-minded.
Cliff, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So next episode's called Hit and Run. We don't know anything about it.
We have no context for anything that we're about to see. We have to wait 5 more days to see it.
Yeah. You should watch Severance.
All right, yeah, I'll get in on that.
Check out Severance. Don't watch the Halo TV show on Paramount Plus. That's, it's not good. Oh, actually, no, the next episode's called Rockin' Hard Place. The one after that's called Hit and Run.
All right.
What are some more things they could do? Peas and pods.
Cookies and cream.
Oh, cookies and cream. Yeah. Oh, honey and vinegar.
Okay. What about
poop and pee.
I'm trying to think like wild rice and rice, chicken and rice.
Chicken and
what
rice.
What about
milk and honey works. They're I'm throwing my shot. There's an episode of this season of television called Milk and Honey.
But what is it? Justice and I don't fucking know. Crime and Punishment, maybe?
Crime and Punishment,
sure.
Yeah.
What if something happens where when Jimmy gets caught, Kim is the...
That was the most Chicago caught.
I'm sorry. When Jimmy gets apprehended...
That was beautiful.
What if...
No. Don't turn away from who you are.
When Jimmy gets caught, what if he goes and he's arrested and the new DA is Kim and she has to prosecute him?
We didn't see the DA on Breaking Bad. Could have been. But then he's like, yeah, but I know what she was up to. She framed Howard Hamlin for cocaine.
And then she goes and gets somebody who looks just like Jimmy. And it's actually Bob Odenkirk. And then she puts him on the trial. And then they get a mistrial and he's free.
Mm-hmm. And also one time. Oh, fuck. I had a bit and it's gone. Ah, fuck. That was funny. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Pretend like I didn't pause a bunch. He goes... And also one time I boxed Howard. It was weird. We boxed. He was in boxing shorts.
I bet Howard has big, strong legs.
I wish I knew what episode that was. Like, I want to like have a Super Bowl party level event at my home.
Where you're like taking money and everything. We should go to Vegas and put it up on the screen.
Problem is not enough people I know watch the show. So I would need to onboard enough friends to watch 52 episodes of television.
Okay. To know. Yeah. Well, my friend David watches Better Call Saul, so he could, it would be us three.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. All right. My friend Mike Lloyd, he did the artwork for this podcast.
A real mensch, a real good guy.
He did the artwork that you're looking at right now.
Yeah.
Listening. I got to text him. I got to see what he thought.
All right.
Okay. I got to go watch Baking
I've
Impossible.
Got some noodles to eat.
Ooh, they're cold.
No,
now.
They're in the microwave. They're fine. All right.
Oh, nice.
I'll talk
okay.
to you. Oh, no. Sorry. We're ending a podcast.
We're not on the phone. We're recording a podcast. Well, until next time, it's showtime, folks. Now, my coffee.
Podcast. Just a podcast. Podcast. This is a podcast. 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 Podcast.